Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read three short passages of Scripture, two out of the New Testament and one out of the Old Testament. The Apostle Paul writing in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, beginning at verse 8, and he says this: "We are pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we're never knocked out." And then out of Psalm 46, beginning at verse 1, we read this: "God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. Be still and know that I am God." And then out of 2 Timothy, again, the Apostle Paul writing to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, Paul says this: "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Well, seems like we're having one of those days, or should I say a bunch of days, this past week. Last week together, we talked about being there for others in the moment that God sets before us in life to be with others, especially at times of need in their lives. And this week, around the world, we have had laid before us a real life moment on an extraordinary scale to help others as we are called because of a global pandemic called coronavirus or COVID-19. And as this news of the week started and grew, it appeared that fear began to grip our decision-making and our lives. A moment last Wednesday at an NBA game between the Utah Jazz and the Oklahoma City Thunder raised the level of concern instantly as a Utah Jazz player by the name of Rudy Gobert was diagnosed with coronavirus just moments before the game was to begin. The game was suspended immediately, and as the news spread, other NBA games around the league were also stopped. The next day, NCAA basketball conference tournaments were canceled. NHL games were suspended. March Madness was canceled. And spring championship events scheduled to be held later in the spring and summer were also canceled. All of them. A new term, social distancing, was coined. Waves of colleges and universities put scheduled classes online and sent students home, followed up by public and private school decisions across the country to suspend classes, kindergarten through high school. Businesses were closed. Events were canceled. Church services went online. Grocery store shelves were emptied and stock markets went into wild gyrations, while sporadic yet often unsubstantiated reports of new cases of the illness and deaths around the world hit the news wires. And we wondered, individually and as a nation and a world, what to do? What should we do? What reports are reliable? What's going on? Who and what do we follow? What are the next steps we should take in our lives, in our nation, in our world? How do we get past this grip of fear and confusion and uncertainty that's all around us? Well, let me suggest, and you won't be surprised with this suggestion, as we gather information and plan the next steps personally and together, that we look to Jesus Christ as our best example of how to face these tough times in our lives. In this, our approach to Easter during this Lenten season, we remember that Jesus himself was ridiculed, whipped, beaten, spit upon, and crucified. And even then, he did not give in to fatigue, to discouragement, to despair, or fear. Instead, he pressed on, accomplished his mission, and eventually took his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, one of the great courageous leaders of the 20th century was Sir Winston Churchill. A number of years ago, Linda and I traveled with Nathan and Amy. Nathan, of course, our son, and Amy, our daughter-in-law, through England and Scotland. There's nothing quite as exhilarating as traveling through that countryside, reading the speeches of Winston Churchill. And one of his most notable sequence of speeches was given as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and it was delivered in the face of insurmountable odds as Hitler's Nazi forces were rampaging all over Western Europe during World War II. The world was waiting for Hitler's next mad fanatical move when on May 23rd of 1940, on radios heard round the world, Winston Churchill addressed the House of Commons in Parliament. "You ask," he said, "what is our aim? I can answer in one word: victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be, for without victory, there will be no survival. I have nothing to offer you but blood, toil, sweat, and tears." And 2 weeks later, on June 4th, in a speech that helped to weld his great nation into an iron pillar of hope and perseverance against Hitler's onslaught, Churchill proclaimed, "We shall not flag or fail. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the halls. We shall never surrender." And then lifting them all to a clear vision, he added, "So let us brace ourselves to our duties and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth lasts 1,000 years, men will say, this was their finest hour. England's worst times were turned ultimately into her best. They refused to give in, refused to compromise what they believed, and people refused to quit in the face of what most viewed as obvious annihilation. They overcame tremendous obstacles, handicapped at every turn, yet believing they could prevail and refusing to give in or give up, they remembered who they were, stayed the course, and were victorious. They believed they could do it. They knew that the final chapters of their lives, of their country as a people, had not yet been written, and they forged ahead to victory." Look, I don't know all we are facing at this time with this coronavirus pandemic, but people smarter than me do, and others are learning the next and the best steps for us to take for the well-being of us all. It's not a time to criticize others when things don't seem to get better sooner, or a time to shrink back and run from it and hide in the corner. Because, my friends, we have been here before, confronted as a nation and world by something or some event just as overwhelming, simply with a different name. But now, as then, we remember God and God's presence and power and peace. "Be still," he says, "and know that I am God." And we call up the remembrances of those other days and times which we didn't think we'd get beyond, where we were pressed and perplexed, criticized, condemned, and knocked down. But as Paul reminded us, we were never crushed, never despairing, hiding, or knocked out, and never, never, never abandoned by God. And with the eternal assurance from those things, and that the God of all creation is again with us as he was then, we will step out of the shadows of fear and uncertainty and move forward, confronting what we face, not in a spirit of fear, but stepping right into the fear with a spirit of power, grounded in an abiding faith in the God who has always been there for us. He is our refuge and strength, and always will be. Always. Look, I also don't know what you're facing personally in life. An illness, broken dreams, your career is off track, a relationship is lost or struggling, a child is heartbroken, and so are you. I don't know what you're hiding from or are afraid of and can't confront in your life. Too often it feels as though the wind seems to be always blowing in your face and your legs are always wobbling. Whatever it is, no matter, because what you and I need to remember is we are not alone, because the one who loved you first loves you most and stands with you and me and is ready to move ahead. The God of the empty tomb is here to move us through these days, through whatever we face, into all the promise of a new tomorrow, just as he has done before, just as he will do now, and as he will do forever and ever. Facing something unexpected? Running from something because you don't know how to deal with it, or maybe afraid to take the next steps before you, feeling fear begin to grip you again? Remember this, God, the God of the empty tomb, the God who did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and a sound mind to confront whatever we face. Follow him, embrace him, and let our faith in him propel us forward. And then, personally and together, as a nation and world, we will follow and claim his power through faith for whatever you face, for whatever we face together, all the way to victory, all the way to what will be our finest hour. Let me pray for us. Last night, somebody sent me a video of a man playing the bells to the Lord's Prayer with a background piano in place. It was inspiring and moved me to tears and reminded me of that prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, which I'd like to pray now as we begin. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, here, Lord, now, and every day, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And amen. Lord, we ask that you would be with that person today who's in the hospital healing, that person, family, trying to find direction for a decision in their life. We realize in the midst of all that's going on in the world that you are there and you're guiding and directing us. So we're going to move forward in faith, not with a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, knowing you, we are going with you and we have faith in you to continue to lead us as you have led us before into a new day with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we can do this together as a people, as a nation, as a world, loving you and following you. In your son's precious, precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.